Oh, what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Roger and Stone Show. Yo! Alright, everybody, today's episode of the Roger and Stone Show was featuring returning guest, I think for the third time. What was the first one? First one we did was tacos. Second one we did was bourbon. I think this was the third one. Third one we did, chicken sandwiches. Yeah, this is the third one. Well, obviously, I just gave you what we were doing. We did the chicken sandwich review between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. And we did another chicken sandwich from a high-end gourmet restaurant, which, by the way, was freaking fantastic. Just giving you guys a heads up, I'm trying to watch my language on this one because Jimmy and I are we're kind of coming up with an idea for something else. Just pay attention to the show. I think it might come up. We talk about it. Talk about a couple other things. Talk about other types of food. What we prefer with these types of foods. You'll see. Just go ahead and give it a listen. Again, Jimmy Bag of Tacos from the What You Tacoing About blog, soon to be podcast. If I push him hard enough, I'm pretty sure he's going to do it. I think I'm going to open up my space to have him come by and take care of business. But Jimmy and I were talking about kind of doing our own thing. We kind of have a name, but we'll see what happens. It's looking very promising. I'm kind of excited about it. But yeah, guys, thank you again for listening. I really do appreciate you guys. Giving a shout out to my cousin Carlos all the way from San Antonio, Texas. This is for you, brother. Give you a shout out right now. Give you a shout out at the beginning of the podcast. Yeah, again, thank you guys for listening. I'm getting more and more listeners. I do appreciate you guys for listening. Yeah, that's about it. Give the podcast a listen. Thanks for tuning in.
White noise.
2-1, I guess. There you go.
White noise.
White noise. Why's it got to be white?
White noise.
It's so racist, man. We're just here to talk about chicken sandwiches.
Chicken sandwiches.
All right. We got Jimmy back on the Roger and Stone Show.
Hello, Roger.
Hello, Jimmy. Oh, J Bags.
Jimmy Bag of Tacos. That's kind of sticking.
That is.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, I'm glad I put that for the title.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did that. I'm like,
it used to be Jimmy Bag of Donuts, but I don't eat as many donuts anymore. So.
I had one, dude, and I felt like complete poo.
Donuts?
I did not feel good, man.
Yeah.
Well, it was also, the thing was, I went to, as you saw, I did a podcast in North Carolina for, you know, with my buddies for
Joe
the conversation, which is, you know, how I explained it was the reason why I started the podcast and it just kind of went somewhere else.
I still didn't figure out I got the conversation.
Yeah. I think I asked you that question.
The conversation. Yeah. And
I think you had a little too much to drink. Oh, so it may have been a little harder for you to answer.
Yeah. It could have been.
But it was, it's one of those questions you ask real musicians or somebody who really is in love with music. Because I believe there's people out there, like somebody who said it. I think it was Lizzo, which I think sometimes people should shut up and just think about what they're going to say before they say it. She said critics who aren't musicians.
Oh, I heard. I know what you're talking
like,
about.
Like, dude, yeah. Shut up. I know people who can't play an instrument. Like Nate. Nate is a huge music lover, man. Yeah, and he doesn't play an instrument.
No, it sounds good. And it's different to everybody.
And he doesn't play an instrument. He even says it himself. He's like, you don't want to hear me sing. You know, as you heard, you know, Nate's kind of...
No, I want to hear him sing.
Well, okay. Well, if he comes out here, we'll have a karaoke, Roger and Stone. Cool. So, but yeah, so that's all that stuff. But anyway, so when we went out to North Carolina to see Tool, I was actually doing pretty well with my diet. You know, I'm like, I'm going to do the intermittent fasting.
Oh, yeah, the no sugars.
Yeah. Since it ended, I'm like, I'm going to eat a donut. Nope. Bad idea. But it was like on the way up there, we were just doing snacks and I drove the whole way. And, you know, my job and everything, I can do that. It's no problem. But it was like just, you know, Joe was eating Pringles. I was eating combos, potato chips.
Carbs. Man, dude. The road, being on the road and carbs. I was just talking about that today.
Cheez-Its, all this other good stuff. Because we're stopping at Love's Fuel Stop. And they just have...
They got a great, great truck stop.
Any truck stop has the best snacks.
Yeah.
I should have went with like beef jerky or something because they usually have a good selection of beef jerky, but I didn't.
No, you know what? I fell off the wagon myself, so.
But I got to get back on it. So it's usually what I was doing was I was doing the intermittent fasting but I was eating a portion size of like meat with some sort of vegetable on the side, and then a salad. But it was a bigger salad.
Got the big salad, huh? Seinfeld reference for all you people out there.
Did you get the big salad? I didn't get that, man.
You never watch Seinfeld.
Well, actually, I do, but I don't watch it like that. There's some shows that I watch that I'm like, I go crazy for, but Seinfeld is
See, I didn't even like Seinfeld back in the day.
Neither did I. But as you get older, it's like
you appreciate it more.
It's like when you when we were growing up. I don't know if I'm pretty sure you do, but like watching Police Academy, Short Circuit, all these other movies, and then when you grow up, you watch and you're like, I get it now. Yeah. It's even funnier now.
Yep. So, but yeah, you get on the road and you start eating all them snacks, and it's easy to do,
and then you fall off, man. And I just haven't, it messed me up to where. I guess you don't realize it until you're older, but it's starting to affect my sleep.
Well, yeah.
To where I'll wake up and I'm just like, what's wrong with me, man? Welcome I'm dying.
You're gonna be Darth Vader in your sleep with the sleep apnea mask. Welcome to my world.
Well, the thing was, I was only doing that. I would wake up with a headache, and I had been woken up before saying you were holding your breath for like a minute and a half.
Yep, sleep apnea. Like, you stop breathing, not holding your breath.
Yeah.
You stop
breathing. It was like they said I would breathe and then hold my breath. But I was waking up with a headache, and they were saying, well, it's because you're holding your breath. You're cutting off oxygen to your brain, dummy. So
you're a big dummy?
So somebody told me, do you eat before you go to bed? I'm like, yeah, I'll have something, but, they're like, do you feel full? I'm like, for the most part, I'll eat until I'm satisfied. There'll be other times where I turn into a glutton. I'll just start shoving crap in my face.
Well, you get that when you're bored. You know what I found? You got to drink a lot of water.
Yeah, because they say.
I haven't been, and I've been hungry. And you mix thirst with hunger and.
Yeah, they say usually if you think you're hungry, drink water first and see how you feel afterwards. Mm-hmm. But they're saying stop eating food before you go to bed. Like, cut it off at like 7 or 8.
That's what they say. I don't buy that.
It works, but
indigestion will make you toss and turn as far as that. I don't think. Like, you burn calories no matter what, so. But, yeah, if you're eating spicy food before your bed, you're definitely going to be.
Yeah. So, I was stopping. Like, I would wake up, and I was doing, 14:10? So, I got 14 hours out of the day to eat, and then 10 hours off. So, I'm not eating for those 10 hours. It's a lot of people have an issue with that. They think it's hard. Excuse me.
Well, no, they say you're supposed to eat small, like, 5 smaller meals a day.
Yeah.
But.
I was doing 3. So I was doing 3 meals every 3 hours. But then I would stop. So it was more like 10-14 because I was doing it every 3 hours and I was doing, But then I just cut it. I was like, all right, I'm going to eat, at noon a decent sized amount of food.
Well, I told you about that Penn Jillette. He does his podcast and they were talking about that
break intermittent fast. Fasting.
Yeah. He won't eat. It was him, somebody on his show, I think it was, but they're talking about
it. It works. It does
Joe
work.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah. I heard about it from Joe Rogan when he was talking to Dr. Ron DePatrick. And I've passed it on to a couple of people. And nobody's like, oh, okay, I'll look into it. 2 years later, they're all like, oh, my God, man. That's like, have you ever heard of this? Yeah, I explained it to you a year and a half ago, dude.
That's what breakfast means. Break fast. You're supposed to
not
eat. And then you break your fast and have your morning.
So it was, I would do it at noon. I would eat a good portion meal. No, you're fine. And then I would wait. And then I would eat the big salad, and it was like about 7 o'clock, and by the time 10 o'clock rolled around, I was done with my day. And if I had Brody in the truck with me, we're going for a walk and come back and then watch a movie, go to bed.
See, our lives, too, sitting on our
Sedentary
life.
That's the rough
part. Our new ventures going ahead, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Yes.
And mine current with the tacos.
Yeah. See, now
how are you going to eat tacos all the time and not gain weight? So it's.
Well, I think we have enough time because people are like, oh, you can make time. Well, with my schedule, I really didn't have because I was always beat.
Yeah, you're tired.
Just like you just.
Vicious cycle.
Yeah. So, but now with the route they have me on, I'm home almost every day now. And then Ethan's young enough to kind of push me, and he wants to know my knowledge because when I got
What did we say we were going to call him? What is it?
UDF.
UDF. Well,
undependable F word. Was it undependable or unreliable? Undependable.
Yeah.
Either way, I told him, I was like, hey, next Saturday for the drunk cast, I was like, you're coming here. Jimmy wants to meet you.
Yeah. And he's going to run. He's going to do our.
He is.
The running around.
He's going to bring his girlfriend.
Okay.
Bro. Oh, my God. I don't know how this dude
got Ethan.
I'll show you his girlfriend. even if you're listening, I'm sorry. She's a smoke show.
Cover your ears.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
I don't know how he did it. I was like, this guy is going to grow up to like boys.
Smoke well, Ethan.
Smoke show. Smoke show girlfriend. I'm like, good for you.
I just want to ask
her,
Ethan.
Like, but you could do better.
Poor Ethan.
Dude, I'm always busting that dude's chops. But anyway, so first of all, I want to give a shout out to my cousin Carlos.
Shout out.
Yeah,
shout
I got to get a little button for that. Shout out. To my cousin Carlos all the way out San Antonio, Texas. He hit me up for my birthday and he was like, hey, do me a favor. Give me a shout out. So this is your shout out, man. Carlos.
Oh,
that's a shout out for you too, bro. Oh, keep going. Out. That's a shout out, boy. That's
shout out.
Shout out to your brother. So what I was telling him was I was gonna when I go out to visit Texas, I'm gonna do the same thing as I did when I went to North Carolina. I'm gonna pack all this stuff up.
Ooh, bring your set.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hold on because I do plan on getting new mics and new cables, new everything, new setup, new boom arms. Distraction.
This sounds like LaRuca or Ruka from Sublime when they're. Do you know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Sorry if you can't hear that in the background. Yeah, right? Karaoke
she
night.
Went from Long Beach
on the Roger
LA.
Stone Show. Sound like him, too.
I had a djembe that it was like. Have you ever seen those?
No.
It's an African drum. It's a. Of course, the head, but it kind of goes down.
Oh, and yeah. And it widens. Yeah, it looks like a.
I had one of those.
Kind of like that.
Kind of, like, yeah. The,
or
exactly.
Beer glass.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, it's more like this. I wish I had a picture so everyone could see. But it's more like that. I had one of those, and that's we used to at band practice hand, and then I had the snare drum with no snare and then bunk, because that's the other.
Yeah.
It was fun. Either way. So shout out to Carlos. But yeah.
Carlos.
Because usually when we go down there, they have a really big party for us. Mm-hmm. And I just figured, hey, man, they got a table in the back. It's always nice in Texas. Just set it up outside. And kind of what I want to do with the drunk cast, but have family come in and just tell funny stories growing up.
Oh, that should be.
He gave me the idea. Just, you know, just like you gave me the idea. I'm like, man, how am I not coming up with ideas? This sucks.
Well,
I'm dumb.
Know, that's what friends are for.
So today.
What are we drinking first? 18th Street, right?
Three Floyds. Region Riot. It is a malt liquor, much like the
Colt 45 variety.
Colt 45, 40 of Old English.
Got, that's for next weekend.
Cobra.
King. Some of that.
Oh my God, I'm going to have a couple of 40s and I'm going to be drinking all night.
Uber's definitely going to be loving this location.
Oh yeah. I'm like, yeah, keep everybody right across the street. So I brought Jimmy in today to do the chicken sandwich review between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A to see what the hell
the craze
the,
is about.
The hubbub.
All it the was hubbub. A little too crazy, I think.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get into that right now. So,
drum roll, please.
So.
I like that.
You got to just
tap it right God.
There. God. ADD.
Yeah.
How fun it is. So
it's got to be fun for the listeners.
Which one do you want to do first, man? What do you think about doing?
Well, we should talk about it. They're chicken sandwiches, first and foremost.
First and foremost, I am not a lover of chicken sandwiches. So this should be interesting. I when I go to a fast food joint, even when I go to a restaurant, I'm not.
I don't get the chicken sandwich.
What I do get this chicken is the chicken fried steak or no
chicken
the chicken fried,
fried
chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, yeah, in the with breakfast with the whatever. Or even at night, I'll do that.
Sorry, the malt liquor is making me verklempt. So
talk amongst yourselves. I'm a little verklempt.
So I wanted to do this myself, and I thought you'd like to do it too.
Yes.
Just because I didn't rush out. I seen it. I'm like, it's stupid. People are getting in fights over these damn things.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about it.
Chicken sandwiches has been around forever. Who cares? But curiosity, you know, why not check them out?
Yeah.
And I avoided it. Here we are. My overall, Chick-fil-A's good. They're both good.
If they didn't have the sandwich that I wanted, now that I tried it, I probably would go for that.
I'm not running a Chick-fil-A.
Well, because the thing is I don't really get anything red meat from fast food unless it's like Wendy's. I'll give into the Baconator because it's It's a Baconator, man. Bacon.
I don't even eat fast food.
It's the Nader.
But especially, I'm not going. They're chicken sandwiches. Popeyes, on the other hand, I'm going to Popeyes because they got chicken. But so if I'm going to go to Popeyes,
they do, yeah.
I'm just getting the chicken.
Yeah.
They're both really good. Really, really good. You said you went the Popeyes. Was it the Popeyes you went in Indy?
Indianapolis, County Line Road, Greenwood, right off of 65.
Okay, so I went to the one here in Griffith on Klein, and they punched my sandwich in the face.
Jimmy sent me a picture of his sandwiches, and I should
you can look them up on my Instagram.
I should have taken a picture of the sandwich that I had because this was perfection.
So, like you had the food artist come in.
It looked like they just took it from the menu and pulled it down and were like, here you go. Here you go.
Yeah, no, mine, they did that. They reached up, grabbed it, but then punched it.
It went, eh.
So it,
give this to the man.
But I do gotta say, it was good. It had the sweeter type of, I think, a brioche bun, which I liked. I liked the bun. The chicken was good. It was Popeye's chicken with the pickle and the, what is that, the spicy mayo sauce or something on it?
So I did take a couple of notes on that sandwich.
Okay.
So the spicy chicken sandwich, the bunny is just a bunny. Well,
the bunny is just a bunny?
I was talking into my phone.
Okay.
And I guess it doesn't like me. So I was...
Well, the bunny is the bunny.
To me, the bun wasn't really anything special.
Yeah.
But comparing it to Chick-fil-A, there is a difference. There is a difference.
It's white bread. Just white, plain old white bun at Chick-fil-A.
It's just your...
It's missionary style.
It's your missionary. It's your missionary of buns. Now, the chicken breast was... I liked the size of it, the portion.
Oh, yeah.
The way it was like an actual chicken breast. It wasn't one of those. It wasn't one of those pressed or whatever that was. It was an actual chicken breast. And I'm thinking what happened is I got it as soon as they pulled it out of the fryer because that thing was crispy and tender as hell.
See, mine wasn't crispy. Well, it was crispy, but it was, mine wasn't pulled right out of the
fryer. So what I was thinking after that, after I had the Popeyes one, I'm like, man, I think next time we do something like this, we have to order it fresh. Like if we do another chicken, it's like, hey, not to bust your chops or anything like that, but is it a possibility? And I'll wait.
Well, they'll drop kick my sandwich at that point instead of just punch it.
Yeah. Elbow drop.
Now, the chicken was good. Now, Chick-fil-A, I thought, was spicier than the Popeyes.
It was.
I never had Chick-fil-A up until this moment. Well, I had it years ago, and from what I remember of it, I was not happy with it. I didn't care for it. I thought it was the processed chicken breast, but my memory is, unless they changed it,
it was.
This was like a new experience for me.
It wasn't what Popeyes is like, but then again, I get it because they were way busier from when I walked into Popeyes.
Chick-fil-A was bumping when I
went. Yeah. I didn't feel threatened in either one, but then again,
that's good.
The one that I went to was a lot of white folk. So.
Oh, come on now!
But there,
we get angry for chicken too, people.
It wasn't. It
we'll throw down for a piece of chicken. Yeah. Remember,
that. But it was real quick. Went up, ordered.
Not a craze. I think we're 2 or 3 weeks out from.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, there was even some places I stopped that they're like, we don't have it. I'm like, all right, cool.
I just think they voluntarily didn't carry them in the places.
It may have been. Yeah. The first one I stopped at was an Oasis.
Yeah. The same here.
Yeah.
Same
here. So they were like, no, we don't have them. I'm like, all right, I get it. But I think the one I got was fresh, was really nice. I wanted to get extra pickle, but I didn't want to. That's what I usually do if I ever get a burger anywhere is extra pickle.
Yeah, I wanted it straight how they serve it.
That's exactly what I didn't want to mess with it. I didn't want
to.
So I can see the comparison because spicy chicken, they're kind of made the same. I don't remember if there was a sauce on the Chick-fil-A one.
Chick-fil-A, no.
Yeah, so
you can get the deluxe.
I think I should have got the sauce in order to kind of match it up.
Well, you know, I did take their buffalo dipping sauce, their buffalo whatever. I don't know if it's a ranch or just a buffalo. And after I initially did my processing in my head, I took the buffalo sauce and put it on it.
But, good. I mean, I liked whatever mayo that they used. That mayo was actually really good. For Popeyes, it was really good. I did like the mayo.
Yeah, it was like spicy.
Yeah, it wasn't overpowering. I like spicy, so it wasn't overpowering at all. you know, and it blended in well with the spicy chicken, you know, because I don't know if it's just if they bread it with the spicy kind of breading and then they put the sauce. But
mine, I didn't think was spicy at all. That's why I thought when I tasted the Chick-fil-A, I was surprised that
it was a lot spicier. Yeah. Again, me liking the spice, it wasn't overpowering, but I think Popeyes put enough spice in there, not to where it was like too much heat, but it was like heat with a good amount of flavor. Mm-hmm.
I think the bun made a difference on the Popeyes.
It did. Now, and then I went and I had the Chick-fil-A, and I'm like, okay, now I see the difference. But then I got the Chick-fil-A, and it looked like they handed the same thing. Somebody rested their elbow on it. I was like, oh, that belongs to a customer here.
Yeah, let's hand. Yeah.
So overall, I can kind of understand why people would say they like Popeyes over Chick-fil-A, because I would say that Popeyes, and it's probably just the one I got because it was fresher. I say Popeyes was better than Chick-fil-A, but I think if we go back and do it again, we have to order them fresh.
I can say that I can see why Chick-fil-A is busy, and I can see why Popeyes is Popeyes. As far as Chick-fil-A, great, great restaurant, walked in, everybody was happy. They had two drive-thrus going.
Yeah.
You know, people out there. Service great. Had
poor person in the cold.
Yeah. No, it was nice out. They were okay. They were okay. So I get why people like Chick-fil-A. I'm gonna have to say, my opinion, I'm gonna stick to going with the Chick-fil-A.
Really?
I'm gonna go to Popeyes for my regular chicken.
You know what?
I don't dislike it. There's no hate on this show for either.
No. If I go to Popeyes again, I might go for the sandwich.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really get. My thing is, I don't like eating chicken off the bone, unless it's like wings. But that bothers me too. But sometimes I'm just like, I don't want
to. Yeah. See, I don't. But you're eating glorified chicken nuggets at that point. When they say they're boneless wings, they're just chicken nuggets.
It's less work.
You're just a five-year-old.
It's less. You know what, man? I have an issue with eating a McFlurry. You should not have to put that much effort into eating ice cream.
Well,
that's just me. As funny as that may sound, stupid as it may sound, that's just the way I see it.
Well, you're lucky you even get one if the machine ain't broke.
Oh, yeah.
So just appreciate. See, you got to take the little things.
The thing is, you got to go to the one in Indianapolis.
See, it's just the white people, I guess. Is that where we're going with this?
Yeah, you just go to Indianapolis.
He started it.
So you say Chick-fil-A, I say Popeyes, but here's the thing. I think if you stop off at Popeyes again, get the sandwich, I would say just get it fresh. So there is a difference. I believe that there is a difference because I feel like they cook it and then set it aside.
Well, yeah. Well, here, this is where we're leading up to, because I had you do... the third sandwich.
Yes.
Because my thing is, we're eating fast food.
Yeah.
Fast food is fast food.
Yeah.
No way around it. It's fast food.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, great organization. Popeyes, great chicken, but you're not going to get the best service. I got
good service.
And actually, the people at mine, the Klein Griffith, I got to give it to them. They weren't bad that time. but
you got to catch them in a
sweet base. I had you go to Harvest Room in Munster. And Munster, Indiana, for our out-of-state listeners. And Harvest Room is a pretty local business.
They have one in Payless Hills, right?
Payless Hills, Payless Heights. One of the two. I can't afford to live in either town, so whatever. And I wanted to do a smaller, a mom-and-pop type restaurant to see. So you're going to pay a little bit more. You paid more.
It was significantly more.
How much did you pay? It wasn't much.
It was, for what I paid, it was damn worth it.
Yeah, I think it was like $13.50 for the sandwich.
It was $13.50, and I got the Cajun, because I like the spice, I got the Cajun fries, and I was not upset with it.
Cajun fries?
Yeah, man.
Which one did you go to?
The one over here in Munster.
They had Cajun fries?
You get the option.
Mothers, all right, delete this podcast. I just got the regular waffle. Take two. Don't go there. No, I'm just kidding.
When you were asking me earlier, I'm like, you can't compare the two. Like, you can't compare the two.
If you're in a pinch, yeah, go to Chick-fil-A. But, like, we're doing, right? We're going to have to watch our weight.
Yes, because we did talk about
that. We're going to that later.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to eat a chicken sandwich, go for good. Go for yeah. They had it's just for $13 versus I think we paid almost nine bucks for the Popeyes and with the
drink. I think mine was like, well, I didn't get the drink. Okay. Because I'm trying to stay away. I'm trying to stay away from the pop and the fries.
Well, I do the Diet Cokes or whatever. But yeah. for a couple bucks more, you're supporting a local business.
Yep.
They're all, well, of course, they're farmed, like almost farm to table.
Really?
Yeah, that's their big thing. I didn't know that. Yeah, that's their big thing. For $13, farm to table.
Yeah.
All local ingredients. Go there.
I was going to say, because with the, by the way, the chicken sandwich is called Chicken Norris.
Chicken Norris.
It doesn't get any cooler than that.
Well, actually it does. My wife said, why didn't they call it the Cluck Norris?
Oh.
Right?
We got to, I'm going to set up that third mic. You need to start bringing your
yeah,
wife.
Cluck Norris. I thought, yeah. And I'm like, why did, and
that's
I'm like,
a good, that's a good name.
They probably printed the menus and said, you know what? We're just stuck with this. But that was
They're like,
good
oh, sandwich. Damn it.
Covered in cheese. Just, oh my God.
It was really good. Now, let's see. I'm going to see if
I have pictures of all three sandwiches, by
the way. Well, I posted it on the what do you call it,
okay.
So they could have
okay,
seen
okay,
it.
Okay, yes.
So you guys can tell which one is the kind of white girl with corn rolls, and you can tell which one is a white girl with a good job when you look at the pictures. It's kind of comparing it.
One will cut you. And
one will satisfy you and take care of you if you need her to.
Yeah.
She'll support you. Okay, so the chicken Norris. Let me see if I can pull this up real quick.
No, the menu. Yes, good idea.
Is buttermilk battered natural chicken breast, cilantro aioli, cilantro ranch.
See, he makes it.
Havarti cheese, jalapenos, fried onions, and a broche. I can even
brioche.
See, is that how you say it? Brioche bun. Now, the crazy thing is those jalapenos were fresh as hell.
And good.
Yes. They were. They
not
hurt.
Hot.
I bought one for Ethan, and they hurt Ethan because he stopped and was going.
For this? No.
For the sandwich, yeah. Yeah, I don't think he really, besides like hot Cheetos, I don't think he eats.
Woke your mouth up when you're.
I was like, man, I don't know if it's the burger or if it's the fries, but Cajun fries don't hit me like that.
Maybe it wasn't Cajun fries. It was
the jalapeno, because I bit into it. I was like, I didn't get onions. And I opened it up. It's the jalapeno. Throw it in my mouth. This is good.
And then you know what they say? It ain't a party unless you have Havarti. I'm here all week, people. So
spit beer on my glasses.
If you're in a pinch. And you want a chicken sandwich because you don't eat red meat. I don't think you're going wrong either way.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, both places out of the league of your Burger King's, your McDonald's. Because McDonald's is trying to really push. Now, they brought back the spicy chicken sandwich I just heard last week.
Like, is it a deluxe or is it like a regular spicy chicken sandwich?
Just a spicy chicken sandwich. They're trying to get back in the game.
Oh, yeah. That was the other one. I should have brought that up about how I stopped at Burger King. I'll bring that up in a second.
Well, Burger King back in the day used to have they had the chicken parm. I don't know if you remember.
I remember that.
That.
It was like half sub,
oblong,
6-inch. Yeah.
Oblong.
Yeah.
And that was they're processed. They're just overprocessed.
Well, after a while, because remember, there was a kind of craze for those too. People were going, they were like, oh, we're sold out. But people weren't killing each other and fighting each other for over it.
This was all social media driven. Just people going nuts.
Yeah. But
because you know it's just so rough in this country that we're fighting over chicken sandwiches.
I guess. People, come on.
Now,
whatever.
Remember, you know, like what was it? A couple of years ago, Subway got busted for
What's his name? Touching kids?
No, not Jared.
Oh,
not Jared.
Oh,
not Jared.
Oh,
that
bad.
Too. But they had the. They came out their commercials, real white meat chicken. Well, what the hell were you feeding us before?
Well, McDonald's did that too with the chicken nuggets.
Well, yeah, the pink slime. Wasn't it the pink slime?
I thought it was like the white mush.
What are you feeding us? It's
garbage. I remember eating chicken nuggets when I was younger and the nuggets being a lot bigger and it tasted like real chicken. Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Remember, you're older than me.
Thanks, man.
Happy birthday. Happy
thanks, man.
Remember the styrofoam from the McDonald's?
Yes.
I'm not into the whole, you know, well, whatever. I don't like styrofoam either, but that was those things could bring it back.
Yeah, because they went from that, and then they went to something else. They went to, it wasn't styrofoam. They went to like a weird wrapping with a white kind of It looked like the collar that priests put on their neck. It just went around the... Well, I don't even know why we're talking about this.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I mean, I get it. It's your job. You think about it like, oh, well, you know, the planet, you're whatever.
Times have changed. That's all I'm saying is the food has gotten worse, but the packaging has gotten better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the earth will be fine, but the food's going to kill us.
Yeah. Man, maybe that's God's master plan. God bless America. So I'm going with the whole, I put it on my Instagram page, eat local.
I agree. I mean, if you can afford it, or if it's one of those things where, because a lot of people, as they like to say, aren't making a livable wage. But if you do get a good paycheck and you do want to go out, definitely go somewhere nice, go somewhere local.
Well, and then that's where we're going to dip into. We're going to find we talked about the McDonald's. We talked about the Burger King.
Yeah.
Do you know any other local restaurants that have a good chicken sandwich?
No.
I've gone
off the top of my head. No, I mean, I wouldn't even say Subway. Like Subway's
no. That's I'm talking smaller restaurants. Anywhere.
There's this comedian who talks about I'll see if I can find it. I'll send it to you, man. It's hilarious.
If we had Ethan here, he can pull it up.
Yeah, you undependable F word.
UDF.
Just so everybody knows, we're kind of coming up with an idea here, and but the idea we're coming up with, I have to watch my language, you know, because my mom, I mean, she doesn't listen, but somebody else's mom could.
My mom does.
Your mom does.
She's a big fan.
And remember those three rules. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah. And you stay away from my mom, you.
Let lovers.
So basically, I threw it out to local 219. You know, I always talk about them.
So
to try to do a best chicken sandwich of the region.
So for people who don't know, just real quick, explain them what Local 219 is.
They're a social media marketing group. That watch is done. So they do a lot of things on Instagram, Facebook. They did the Wing Fest I talked about. I think about with you when we were doing the hot sauces.
Yeah.
They did the best taco of the
region. We should, speaking of those hot sauces, you should bring that Dave's Gourmet.
Next week?
And just dare people, like whoever comes
Do what
on.
I did, paper, scissors,
rock. Oh, and if I was going to say, dude.
Do a dad.
we should do something. He's like, all right, okay, if you get this wrong, you got to do it. Yeah, if you get it right, you got to, whatever. That would be hilarious. Oh, I'll keep chocolate milk in the fridge just in case.
So I asked them to maybe look into finding, I'll keep trying them. I like chicken sandwiches.
Well,
would it be a craze like that? Well, it's hard to say.
No, I think.
Is it just because of the Popeyes?
I think because Popeyes doesn't have a chicken sandwich. They finally came out with one.
But they have chicken.
Yeah, but I mean, if you stop and think about it, the chicken sandwich actually wasn't that bad.
Well, then, you know what? Now they just even, we're us talking about it, going, is there anything? And we can't think. Maybe it is something they need to do. So, Alan, get on it.
Chicken sandwiches. I mean, even if not, like, I like how he did that. That's the guy from the Local 219 who did the taco tasting thing, right? Yep. I like how he did that. But like I told you, my only issue with that is that it was just one person tasting different tacos. I think they should have had a
panel. No. This was you vote. Oh,
well, the one where he did and where Fat Burrito.
Everybody
votes.
You vote on either Instagram.
So I thought that was just him.
No. Everybody voted. So you'd go to their page.
Yeah, see.
It was like a bracket.
But
it was brackets.
Like how I explained before, I just feel like have a bias. Yeah.
Well, if you got a bigger following, you're gonna
I think like they should take people who like, I don't really eat tacos. Do you mind them? No. Let's do a taste testing. You know, come with me. You know, we're gonna do this. You get one person, two, three.
Well,
four
they
people.
That's what the Wing Fest was, because they did do a best wing challenge, like they set up like the tacos, but then they did Wing Fest, and he's gonna do that with pizza. He's gonna have like. Sponsored like events where that you would go and taste them in person.
If you need a judge, you can contact me at the Roger and Stone Show at gmail.com.
Alan,
I will be more than happy to talk about it on.
Hit me up on Messenger, please.
On the podcast here.
So yeah, because when we did the Wing Fest, it wasn't, you know, you had your big boys in there. You had Three Floyds was there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Who else? Dude, it was a bunch.
Three Floyds had that dry rub they had on it. Was that where they had their own wings?
They had a sauce. They had a blueberry something. It was good.
I went like 3 years ago for my birthday and they had this dry rub because I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for the wings. It's six wings. I don't want to eat too much because I want to drink. They put down these wings and I looked at them. I'm like, a rub? And they had this weird little thing.
I like the dry rub.
Man, I don't know what they put or what ingredients were on that rub, but that was one of the best chicken wings I have ever had.
Yeah, well,
one of the best chicken wings I've ever had.
If they would have been there with that wing, you would have been able to personally vote right then and there.
So people were coming up tasting it.
Yep, you would go
up. I thought it was just he had a panel.
For the Wing Fest, you went up and they would have each restaurant. They broke it down in rounds. You went up and picked up your chicken wing, went back, you tasted it, and then they gave you a scorecard and voted that
way. I think the way they should do it is they should have one chef, one person who loves tacos, a person who has never had tacos, and just another random person off the street. Just sit down and like, okay, we're going to go try this. On this day, we're going to go try this. You guys write down your cards. At the end of all of this, we're going to figure out who was the best. You know, you can give your explanation on it or whatever. That seems, I don't know, but that's just me. That's just me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's why we're doing Roger and Stone Show.
That's why we're doing this, but.
Yeah. So I threw it out there to him to find us some good chicken sandwiches because I'm stuck on Harvest Room. I'm going there.
Yeah, that is a good one. I'll definitely go there again. The one that I saw in there that I want to try is that brisket Philly.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I seen it. I was like,
man, that looks good.
Now, if you go there for breakfast, you got to get there. It's kind of like an eggs benedict, but it's got like a grilled cheese type with Havarti, and then they put the brisket jam on there.
Brisket jam.
Yeah, it's so good.
How do they make that?
I don't know. They work magic. They have like a magic wand out
there. Brisket jam. That sounds really good. That sounds really good.
You
man.
Can do a lot of damage in the
brisket jam.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see what else they have.
Yeah, it's cool.
It looked nice. I almost checked the dude into the boards from there.
From where?
Yeah, because I guess I didn't know they closed at 4.
Yeah, they're just like a brunch.
I did not know that. I felt bad. Like, I ordered, I walked up, and then I'm looking at the, what do you call them? I'm like, oh, they close at 4. I'm like, oh, it's 4:09.
Oh, and they're big on the vegetarian and the gluten-free.
That makes sense.
I don't go anywhere near that, but it's good for people who...
Who have the
gluten.
A celiac kind of...
Yeah, they're allergic to the gluten.
Yeah. If you have a real gluten allergy or a made-up one, definitely go there.
Did you ever see that movie with This Is the End with Seth Rogen, James Franco?
Oh, is that the one? And what's his name? Richard Ayoade? The dude with the fro? The English guy?
No, I don't know. No, it's where they... It's the end of the world. There's a bunch of... people and they're in that house.
Yeah, that dude with the glasses and the fro.
Seth Rogen.
The other guy.
Craig Robinson?
No. He's a lighter skinned guy. He's got the glasses, skinnier, he's got the fro, British accent, black dude.
No.
He's the guy who made that movie, I think. Richard Ayoade. He's in
in the movie?
Yeah, I think he's the first one to die, isn't he? I'm thinking of something else.
Someone died, but anyways, they're eating Carl's Jr. or something and guy's like, oh, I can't eat that. It's got gluten in it. And the other guy's like, you don't even know what gluten is. I don't know, but I shouldn't have it. Then they're eating the burger. Gluten is fantastic. Anyways.
But I like doing this, man.
Yes.
Us tasting things. Like how we did the bourbon. Mm-hmm. What was the other one we did?
We did a taco.
So the first one was a taco. Yep. Then we did the bourbon.
Bourbon, my God.
Yeah, we gotta figure something out with
that. I gotta listen. Do you still have that podcast after the podcast?
Yes.
I gotta listen to that.
I'm gonna hold on to that. I mean, I could send it to you. I'll send it to you so you can hear it. And then
you people might get to listen to
no,
that.
No, I don't
that
think
that
might have
no. been. No? Did you listen to it?
Well, it's up to you.
Listen to it?
I didn't because I was like, all right, Jimmy said just to get rid of it, so I'm not gonna listen to it again, but I am gonna hold it just in case he wants me to throw it out there.
I'm taking little bits of the end when Veronica came in and then maybe mixed it with some of the drunk cast, drunk and the podcast.
Well, she came in before.
Yeah. So
before
I don't
we
know.
Did the after
I don't remember where,
podcast.
What went. Yeah. I don't remember where, what went. Does that sound right?
Your opening was hilarious. If you did the opener. Oh, you did the opener today, so you
Well, I'm going to have to listen to that.
Okay.
Because some of it, I'm like, well, that wouldn't have been that bad. But then I'm like...
I'll tell you what, it wasn't bad. I just didn't know if you were going to consider it. Because you know how some people are like, oh, that was embarrassing. No, it wasn't embarrassing. It was embarrassing to me. So I was like...
It was embarrassing to you?
No. You know how some people are you know, like if you were like, oh, I was so embarrassed. Like, dude, it wasn't that embarrassing. Well, it was embarrassing to me. Like, All right, cool, dude. I won't put it out there.
To throw it out there, I was up for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because I work early in the morning. We didn't get a nap in. And we're drinking bourbon.
Yes.
For you, for the listener, I drank that bourbon.
Dude, I want to apologize for that because I did eat.
I was missing with you,
and I was like, oh, man, I'm coming to get you. I'm outside right now. You're like, oh, hold on.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get to eat, right?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's all right.
I am sorry about that.
So do you want to talk about what we're planning on doing on this one?
Or
do you
let's wait. Okay. Let's wait. But what I will say, yeah, because I don't...
Things are coming.
Yes. Big things, new things. The way I'm going to say it is fun things.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about that. Or did you want to? You like playing with it?
No,
that sounds weird. here.
Well, if you can.
Naked bottle opener. No, girl. That's
all right. Well, I don't even know how much better that... Ooh, it's got boobies. All right. Shiny object.
Like when we went to Ireland, they got Mary Malone. Or no, that's Joe's mom. Crap.
Oh, gee.
Molly.
Stay away from people's moms.
Molly Malone. I am so sorry, Joe, if you're listening. You know what, dude? I did that to him the other day. Yesterday. So we'll go into it after. This story was hilarious. So Joe's texting me. Go for it. Joe's texting me, and he goes... what did I do? I sent him a mess. Oh, I went to the world's biggest truck stop, world's largest truck stop.
Is that in Iowa?
Iowa, off I-80. And it is huge, dude. I got lost.
They got like a circus or something in there?
No, they got a truck museum, like a semi-truck museum.
Oh, that's kind of like a circus.
I guess. So I went in there and I bought a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, man, that looks good.
Do you want to tell them what we're... Finish your story.
I go in there. I'm like, you know what? I got time. I don't have to be at my stop till 6. It's 4. Let me go in there. I'm going to look around. I'll grab something to eat, grab something to drink. That's where I got those Bang Energy shots.
Yes. Very good.
Which, by the way, there you go. I think I'm going to order some of those. But anyway, so I take a picture. Well, I go in there, and Joe, my best friend Joe, his girlfriend.
You got a lot of best friends.
I like to say I don't want to have one best friend. All of my friends, they're all basically best friends.
Okay.
You know, like I got friends, I got acquaintances, and I got best friends. And it's the reason why I say that. I got a lot of best friends.
You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
No, it's because there was a certain time in my life where I really, and it sounds bad saying this, but family wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
And there was
Beto.
Nothing bad. Okay. It was just, you know, they were starting their own life.
Hold on, before we keep doing, I think I'm the problem. Mm. I get you sidetracked.
Yeah, so let me get back to this real quick.
Let's finish
that. That's a different podcast. That's for the Rogers.
That's
Stone.
My fault.
This is a test run.
That's my fault.
No, it's fine. So
I got distracted by the boobies on the bottle opener.
Joe's girlfriend is a Iowa Hawk.
Hawkeye?
Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah. And I walked in there, and they had this whole big ass wall, this whole big ass section of just Hawkeye stuff. And I'm like, you know, I shoot a video like, hey man, if your girl needs to shout, tell her to come up here. And I'm just shooting a video. And Joe goes, where the hell are you? I'm like, I'm in Iowa. You know, I'm at the world's largest truck stop, you know, whatever. He goes, what the hell are you doing out there? And I feed him this story. You know, I'm like, I sound so bad saying this. I hope her friend doesn't listen.
Oh, here we go.
So I go, yeah, I stop. I'm meeting up with, I said, I'm meeting up with this girl who is Joe's girlfriend's best friend, or one of her friends. I don't know if it's like how I say best friend, one of her friends. I was like, yeah, we're going to start.
Jesus Christ. Here we go.
All right. So
this is all a joke.
I need like a little, like a curse jar for this one. Because I'm going to drop But
ooh.
So I go, I'm like, yeah, I stopped. We met up to go to Golden Corral, you know, to have their ribeye special and parking lot blowies.
Oh.
But the thing was,
those are fantastic, by the way.
They are fantastic.
Not with her particularly.
What, the ribeye or the blowies?
The ribeye.
Yeah, the ribeye. Cool.
God.
But the thing was, I didn't say her Joe's girlfriend's friend's name. I accidentally said Joe's girlfriend's name. And I was like, no, no. Oh, I can't take it back. I didn't mean to say that. Like, I was freaking out because I didn't want him to think I'm, like, talking crap. Like, you know. I was like, no, it's not like that, dude. I'm over here in
Costco.
That's
when you just pick up the phone. Abort mission.
That's exactly. Abort joke. Abort joke. So,
see, that's where the cancel culture will come in. You're going to lose your show.
I'm going to lose my friends because of stupid stuff like
they're
that.
They're overrated. You can't get a good show like this everywhere.
But I called him. I did call him immediately after that. I'm like, hey, dude, you know, I'm driving. I'm trying to text you. I am so sorry. I didn't mean that. I meant to say her name. Like, I was just running off at the mouth trying to apologize to him because I was freaking the hell out.
I've been putting my foot in my mouth. But for the last 2 weeks, I'm dropping jokes, and I think I'm a funny guy. Am I a funny guy?
I think you are. Yeah, I think you're funny.
I've been dropping some doozies, and it's just I can, like, feel the ear get sucked out of the room, and I'm like,
wait a minute.
But well, nothing bad. Not like I want to F your girlfriend.
No, but it was just.
Not that I wouldn't, Joe, but I don't know.
No, I love his girlfriend. I don't know your girlfriend. She's a sweetheart, man. I like her.
Joke would have been bad. A bad joke.
But it was. I try to explain it to him, and it would have been funny if I didn't mess up the names. It would have been hilarious because I was like, perfect comedic timing. Here, that's his girlfriend's name. No.
Why are you thinking about my girlfriend at a truck stop in Iowa?
Well, he was like, wait a minute, because the thing was his girlfriend was right next to him and he was trying to read the joke. He was reading what I was saying. And she was like, oh my God, you should screenshot that and send it to her. I was like, don't do that because that's your girlfriend's name, not the other girl's.
Don't say that.
But it was hilarious. I forgot where I was going with the story.
Well, hey, it's a great story.
But,
What are we drinking now?
We're drinking now, you picked this up, is called Rare Eagle Maple Bourbon Barrel White Stout, coming in at 8.5 horsepower.
And it looks like a IPA. Yeah,
I had one of these before. I forgot what it was called, but it was real good. It was
it
real
wasn't
good.
This that is one, coming from that's a no, Rare Eagle.
This is a Byway Brewing
in Hammond, Indiana.
Hammond,
Indiana. Cheering and not some good.
Oh wait,
good
cheers! Brews. Don't cheers. Cheers! Cheers, sir!
Cheers to truck stops and bad jokes.
Oh my God! What are you giving me? This is delicious, so dude. I'm gonna go for it again. This was good.
It people, get to Byway. It ain't cheap. It ain't cheap, but
rare. Rare Eagle Mabel. Jesus,
Mabel.
Stop talking to Opal. Mm. Maple Bourbon Barrel White Stout. Get over there, pick this up. This is great. Really good.
It's dangerous.
This is really, really good.
And for a stout, it's not heavy.
No. Well, it's a white stout, so they don't make these.
It's tasty.
This is really good, man.
Good aftertaste.
Dude, this is real good. It's not heavy, very light, very tasty.
I hate this job. Tasting good food. I think this is a way of life.
If somebody sponsors us and picks us up, this would be fantastic. Like, I would love to do this as a job.
Could you imagine if you can turn on the TV and get a job and watch shows where people? Oh,
somebody does that.
Yeah, they do that. And don't they have a whole network watching food?
I think I was talking to you about that, about doing reviews, like on YouTube. There's a lot of people that do that. Like, there's one guy I watch.
I would listen to a podcast all about reviews. Am I dropping hints?
I see what you're doing here. Oh man.
Well, we have fun doing it.
I think it's fun.
It's great.
Like we talked about before. I think it would be great, like how we did the chicken sandwiches, how we did the bourbon, how we did the tacos. Going in, you know, the next thing, like the Cubans. Yep. Cuban sandwiches.
I sent
love
you
the Cuban
text
sandwiches.
On
the one in Griffith, no?
At the charcuterie.
I just got all Maggie. The one in Griffith, no?
No.
Yeah. The one in Griffith, no? Because the first one I had.
You know who sounded
that? We'll save that one.
Frances. She got all like bashful when she was talking about the gun,
she's Mexican. Yeah. She's Mexican as hell.
I couldn't tell.
Frances is awesome.
That was a
Frances,
good show last week.
I'm going to see if she's going to come on the 14th. You'll meet her. Mm-hmm. Frances is one of those people that is. It's kind of like what Jeff Goldblum is. How I consider Jeff Goldblum. He's awkward.
Francis, this is him.
No. It's not bad. I'm pretty sure she'll appreciate me saying this, but she's one of those people like Jeff Goldblum who is awkwardly weird, but in a very comfortable way. It doesn't make you uncomfortable.
My wife said it the other day about we were watching something with Jeff Goldblum. He was doing one of them Hot Ones reviews.
That's a good one, isn't it?
And she's like,
10 Goldblums out of a possible 10 Goldblums. Yeah, yeah.
She's like, he was really Jeff Goldblumy.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's awkward, but in a very, very comfortable way. It doesn't make you feel uncomfortable.
And she liked the guns.
Yeah, she, dude, I think I explained to you what happened, mm-hmm. but I almost spilled my beer. But she, I think.
We'd be.
Oh, man, yeah, I would let you punch me for that one.
No, we're drinking off the table.
She didn't like the bodyguard at all.
You know, and I listened to you saying something about the 380 being perfect for home defense.
You don't think so?
12 gauge.
Well, I mean, like close Bill quarter, like Bill Burr
said, you don't
said,
have to aim. You just point. And you get that buckshot, you're hitting.
Yeah, but then you have to explain to the cops what happened.
Well, you're going to have to do that with a 380.
Well, true, but I mean, you don't have to do your drywall afterwards.
We're not worrying about drywall. Someone's in your house in the middle of the night.
So now you have to move, well, however it goes.
Because they got them home defender type with the short barrels, short stock, shotguns.
That was, I think, a rifle type is going to be my next purchase. I am thinking, because I was talking to the people at Debs, and they were giving me information on them. Like, dude, I didn't know that, so I might buy from your website.
Well, I think the shotguns is best for home defense. For if you're in the middle of the night, you get up, grab it. You don't have to.
Yeah, but
you ain't got a point. You're gonna hit.
If there's more than one, and you're waking up out of it, you got to think about it. If you're waking up out of a dead sleep to take a pee, how well is your aim?
That's why you need a shotgun. You just said it yourself. How good is your aim?
Well, I mean, if it's something like that, I mean, you're not going to be
like
well
the movies
awake.
Where you just point in the general area of the handgun.
Yeah.
That's
why I was saying I would like a 22.
22 ain't going to stop nothing.
But I mean, at close range.
Nah.
You don't think
you're
so?
Going to get a couple of you. They might grab that gun from you and shoot you too.
I mean, if you get, well.
No, yeah. No. Because
they don't get all, I mean, because like, we got to think about it the way Bill Burr explained it, and it didn't make sense. It's like, you get something like that.
Don't take your gun. I heard a Bill Burr comedy skit on guns. No, the last Monday after next, last week, he did something on guns.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
He don't know nothing about guns. Don't listen to Bill Burr.
Well, I don't know. But he did make a good point where it's like, you know, you're shooting, it's just a flash, and then boo.
Yeah,
he said, you get a shotgun, you shoot somebody, then you got to do your drywall afterwards. He goes, a 22. 22 is close range. Bam,
yeah,
bam.
It's, and I told you when I seen your bullets.
What's that? Tim Kennedy was just talking about it. It was like an F-12-22 or something like that. It basically shoots like 22 long rifle, but kind of
the
like
only time you want to shoot 22s if you're shooting squirrels or rabbits.
I got to show you the handgun. It carries like 22 rounds in it, man.
Okay, well, you're going to need all of them shooting a 22.
Yeah,
it'll take
that's
a few
minutes
for them to die.
Well, I mean,
did you see that video on?
We should do a review on guns. Yeah, in the future.
Well, that one didn't hurt, but this one might.
Hold no, still. Put that buck in front of you.
Did we talk about the Cleveland incident I seen on Facebook?
That's good.
A man. It was a man beating his wife. I was going to say his old lady. Beating his wife, and the cops came. Cops got their guns drawn, and he's pistol whipping her with a gun on the ground. Well, when he reached up, the cops fired. They hit him, I don't know how many times. The guy did not stop. I think another cop.
He kept going.
Kept going and had to keep shooting him. So that was probably with a 9mm.
Well, I was about to say, what do cops carry? They carry like a 20. It's like a Glock 27, and yeah. That's a different type.
It's still
a
small round,
is it?
But I don't know. He kept going, and they had to hit him a couple times, and he still had the gun in his hand. Luckily, he went down. But you see it all the time with these videos. Gun bullet, you don't die right away. You want something with stopping power. And a 22 just ain't gonna 380 ain't gonna do it.
No, but at close
me
range,
and your size.
At close range.
You're going to probably kill us. But
it depends.
Do you want us to get to you and take the gun from you if you're a woman?
Well, the thing is, I think when it comes to Frances, I think Frances is a good judge of people. So she'll probably know, like, good from bad.
Well, we're not talking about that.
But I'm saying, like, if she knows somebody's not good, she can walk away from them. But I kind of get your point. If she's outside and she doesn't expect it,
you're inside and you don't expect it. Their break-ins are on a rise right now. People, home intrusion, they're coming in.
Yeah, I'm actually getting cameras for this apartment.
So,
especially my area,
you want stopping power. A 380 is great if you want a carry gun.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think. Well, the thing is, my thing is, essentially, I'm gonna get her, and I mean, if we end up doing our idea,
get her the Ruger SR45. It's a 45, but it's a concealed carry.
I saw that one.
I think it's like a 7.
Did you see that new Hellcat that came out?
No.
It's basically like a little bit. It's almost like a 3, the Walter PK.
Okay.
But it's a 9mm, and it comes with that red dot sight, which just seems annoying to me.
Oh, the laser?
Yeah, it's not the laser. Yeah, it's got that little the floating dot. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I don't trust that for accuracy. But anyway, that's a different topic. We're getting off subject.
Yeah, we always do that.
Damn it.
We just like talking.
Okay,
we're two guys.
So you have notes. Let's see what you got. Let's get crazy.
Okay, so
because this beer is freaking fantastic, Jimmy.
Very good.
Man, I'm gonna go pick some. Are they open tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna go pick some up.
$20 a bottle.
I don't care.
$20 a
bottle. Hey, you said it, man. I'm rich.
All right. So I wrote notes. So I'm trying to do this podcasting thing and with you and
Jimmy. If you don't,
use I this know. Damn coaster. You're getting a new table, anyways.
I am.
So I've taken notes. So we talked about. Where we don't know any chicken places. We need 219 to do that.
But yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, we should go do other things like I think you had said it, like, you know, doing sushi.
Yeah.
You know, doing food. Sushi, yeah. Doing, you know, hot dogs. Dude, I mean, we're doing Wayne, our buddy Wayne. We're not doing Wayne.
Well, I don't know.
it's a doing couple Wayne
more,
review.
Couple more of these Rare Eagles.
I mean, we feed them this beer. I'm pretty sure something's going to happen.
He's coming next week and we're doing the pizza.
Great pizza. Yeah, you told me it was good. I want to try it. And I'm a pizza lover.
Well, okay, I'm glad you let into this. So we'll talk more about that in the I wanted to do an hour, but
let's see if we can squeeze in another half hour.
Okay.
What we're doing, I don't want to go over too. Okay. I don't want to make it too.
No. We're trying to spare the people the suffering. So, okay. Chicago. Two things. Mm. I was watching that Hot Ones, and they had Chance the Rapper.
Mm.
This is a two-part.
I saw that one.
So, Chance the Rapper, he reps Southside Chicago, reps it hard.
Oh, by the way, if nobody knows, Hot Ones is
First We Feast.
They basically feed their guests hot wings using from the mildest to the hottest sauces that they can find, and then they ask them questions. Which the questions they ask are really good questions,
but can't answer them because they're
burnt. Joe Rogan made a good thing about that. He goes, "Why the hell are they going to ask them questions when they're in pain like that?"
It makes for great entertainment.
It does. It really does.
So
Guy Fieri had a really good one.
Yeah, I seen that one. He was good. Gordon Ramsay was good.
I didn't see that. Oh, I did see that one.
The best one was Paul Rudd.
Look at us.
you can't go wrong with Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd's fantastic.
He's great.
Doesn't he look like Joe? He kind of looks like Joe. I think he does. I think he does.
You need to get the glasses looked at. What? No, I don't know. Chance is on there, and he's repping Chicago. And they had a sauce that was like a gardenina or something. He could not say jardinera. How can't you say jardinera when you're from Chicago?
Yeah, that's like a Chicago thing.
Yeah, because you can't find
your Italian beef.
You can't find it anywhere else. I went to Florida, and we went to an Italian place, and it wasn't bad. I think I got pizza, too. It wasn't bad. I said, "Do you got any jardinera?" Waitress looked at me. I don't know. I can go look. I'm like, if you got to look or ask, you don't have it.
Or it's probably stored somewhere where it's
like,
old.
Why? You're going to rep Chicago and you don't know that. But then they started talking about, I'm stealing from their show, but they're talking about if you can get rid of three things or get rid of one of the three things. Mm. Beef sandwich, Italian beef, which is Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The Chicago hot dog. Or, well, it's kind of like this, because they were naming restaurants, but I'm going with this.
It was like Giordano's, Gino's East, or Connie's, the pizza.
It was Portillo's, Al's Beef,
Harold's
Chicken. And that's a whole nother. That's why I didn't want to name it, because that's a whole different.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, if you can What food do you think best represents Chicago? Is it the deep dish, the Chicago dog, or the Italian beef?
It's deep dish. It's always deep dish. Because that's when we went to Ireland, I almost got my ass kicked by this attractive 18-year-old chick. That's a funny story. I'll tell it at a different
time. Well, I can see that. Hope that it happened to you.
Yeah, it was actually for Joe, but God bless Joe and his girlfriend right now. But her friend came following up behind. It was his girl's birthday, and her friend. Oh no, it was a girl. It was a girl who came up to us. She comes up to me and she goes, "Oh my God, you're so cute." And I'm like, "We're talking." She goes, "Where are you guys from?" And I'm like, "Basically, we're from the Chicagoland area." She goes, "Oh, my mom was just in Chicago and whatever else. She had the deep dish. She said it was bomb." I'm like, "You guys say bomb?"
So was she Indian?
No, she was. She's from Ireland. Okay, I have a terrible Irish accent. I'm not Irish.
All right. Sounded like she was from Bombay.
But, okay, so basically she was just like, you know, my mom had the deep dish pizza. She said it was great. So I think that they're more, they know it, that what represents Chicago besides, you know, that one team, besides that isn't the Sox, that it's deep dish pizza.
Yeah, I see that.
But how do you feel about deep dish? Honestly,
That is on my list.
Well, here we go with this then.
So I said, okay, because I agree with you. I think it is from a touristy, the deep dish.
But it's just a lot of people don't trust hot dogs, and a lot of people aren't familiar. What is it? The pizza, hot dog, and what else?
And Italian beef.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't familiar with Italian beef.
That's a Chicago thing.
It's a Chicago thing, but a lot of like Big Frank's over here. Their Italian combo is fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's great.
And you can't get it from around the country.
Nope.
Especially with the Gardenia.
Whatever.
Jarnera.
But I'm not a fan of deep dish. I'm not. Too much.
And I'm not a deep dish guy either.
I don't like it.
So it leads to
what don't you like about it? Let me ask
dish?
Yeah.
It's not that I don't like it. You have a slice, and it's good. You're done. You have two.
It's a casserole. That's what it is. It's basically a casserole.
I mean,
a
I like
casserole.
Them, but I'm not. I once in a blue moon. And I don't know if these people around the world think we're all sitting around ordering deep dish.
It's what you get when your aunt from L.A. comes to visit.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. Like, when I have friends, like, I had a friend come out from Utah. Mm-hmm. She was like, "Well, what do I get?" I'm like, "Well, first thing we're going to get you is a Chicago style hot dog."
I think mayonnaise is too spicy for people from Utah.
Well, she wasn't white. So okay. She was she was like Mexican and
I said
like,
Utah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So. Dude, you know what? I'll tell you what, in the summertime, go visit Utah. Well, not right now because the inversion is real bad right now. Yeah, air pollution's real bad right now out there. I would wait, but go spring, perfect weather. Spring going towards summer. Go out there to visit. It's not that expensive. Freaking beautiful. Very underrated.
Polygamy's out there.
No, like it's not. No. But believe it or not.
No, I'm kidding. My wife, I can only handle her.
Just one of me, fool.
That's it.
Just one of me. Unless you can clone one and put it away until I come back.
She came from Utah and got the pizza.
First thing we got her was the Chicago-style dog.
Okay.
What
do they say? I just heard this saying recently. Drag it through the garden. That's how they say it on the TV shows.
Relish, the tomato, onion, pepper. Makes sense.
The hot peppers, the bright green. Yeah.
That sounds like something like, let me go ahead and get a walking cow and a hot dog, drag it through the garden.
Yeah, I never heard it before. And I guess it's a thing.
Sounds good. Yeah. Man, this stuff's hitting fast.
Right?
Woo, buddy.
It's warming you up. So I like deep dish, but I like really thin pizza.
I like the thin crust.
Thin crust.
I like the thin crust.
And
like pan's not bad, but I prefer the thin crust.
Thin. Yeah. So I would almost lean almost.
Well, it's why do you like the thin crust?
I like the crispy
thin. Yes.
And when we have Wayne's, if he does it like how he cooked it for me, it was the crispiest crust I ever had.
Okay, because it's I like the thin crust mainly because you don't get as full, and you can taste all of the ingredients,
and you can eat the whole pizza.
Yeah,
no waste.
Like when I, because people are like, "Oh, you like Domino's?" Like, dude, Domino's is basically the higher quality of the lower quality pizzas.
I heard you say that.
Yeah, it's true.
Domino's.
Domino's, but it depends on. I like.
They changed the recipe last few years. Yeah.
See, because that's what I usually go to. I get the thin crust. I usually get the sliced sausage, and then I'll get the mushroom pepperoni, thin crust, extra cheese. But if it's a pan style, extra sauce, extra cheese. At that point, it's a different taste. It really is.
If I'm getting a lower quality, I'm just gonna put it in the oven. Get one from the grocery. Palermo's makes a good pizza. Palermo's. I'd rather have that.
Yeah. I've never had that.
Yeah,
never had that.
Yeah, frozen section.
I know Sam's Club actually has a pretty decent take on it.
Yeah. Well, and then
is it Sam's Club? Yeah, I think so.
Whatever. Yeah.
Doesn't fit in my oven.
That's probably Sam's then, or Costco.
I haven't had Costco. Did you know?
Had Costco. Costco.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't had their take-home pizza. I've had their pizza at the counter. Okay. But here's the thing about Costco I didn't know. You can actually buy alcohol at Costco without a membership.
Buy alcohol without a membership.
Well, yeah. You see that Goose Island? That's a 2019 Bourbon County. And what happened? Right by the Proper 12. right by the stickers. That's the Goose Island Bourbon County, the black bottle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that was $9. I know that's usually a little bit more expensive, and you can't find it right now.
And you didn't need a membership.
I didn't. I walked in. I'm like, hey, I'm your 7 o'clock. And he goes, oh, okay, well, let me see. And then a kid walks up. He goes, how much is this, man? He goes, somebody's asking up front. He goes, that is right now $9.99, and you can only get two. He prints the thing, hands it to him. I'm like, you guys have those? He goes, yeah, we got a whole bunch we're trying to get rid of. I can't find any of those back home. He goes, well, you don't need a membership to buy alcohol at Costco. I was like, all right, give me 5 minutes. I'll be right back. And he goes, yeah, just walk through. It's all the way up by the front.
Really?
Got two bottles. Bottom.
Is it like a legal thing?
I don't know. He just said I could do that. And I walk up and I set him down. And the lady's like, okay, it's 21 something.
I probably shouldn't be chugging that.
Well, I don't blame you for chugging.
As soon as I took that big gulp, I was like,
oh. I don't blame you for chugging. I got a bottle of water if you want it.
It's so tasty.
And I got lighter beer in there too. Oh, I got one from North Carolina. I got a brown ale.
I might try the water first.
Okay. So I went up. I bought two. And the guy was like, hey, what's going on, man? Because he usually notices me when I deliver. It's one of my regular stops. That was the day I got the chicken sandwich. And he goes, oh, you're buying those? He goes, yeah. I go, yeah. So he goes, just so you know, we really don't keep an eye when somebody comes in.
Ixnay.
So I went in, bought two more. I went to a different... registered. So now I got one that I'm going to drink, three more that I'm going to wait. Because I got a 2016 I need to drink, actually. What a hard life.
See, being rich, though.
I'm not. You're rich. Hold on.
We got sidetracked with your rich people talking.
Shut up.
Now, we know New York has their big slices.
Yes.
Chicago, what do you think they're known for?
The square.
Yes, sir.
Square.
Definitely. I prefer the square.
Whenever I order pizza, it doesn't come square. I have an issue.
Yeah. You know what?
If it's coming from, I mean, even Domino's cuts it square.
No, do they?
Yeah. When I get the thin crust, they cut it square.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I could have swore I remember them cutting
it. Whenever I get a thin crust, they usually cut it square now. Yeah. That's how, I mean, I don't know if you can get it like that, but I'm like, oh, they cut it square.
See,
I'm watching my language.
It's just funny how regions of food. Are you know totally the difference?
They did that in
and everywhere's got their own style.
Yeah, they had there was a place called Lefty's in San Diego. It was a Chicago style restaurant, pizza, hot dogs, Polish.
You can find them, and they're usually Chicago transplants.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
is. But they're not getting the Chicago ingredients.
No, well, actually, here's the thing with the hot dogs, you can actually order everything Vienna.
Yeah.
And they send it to you in a package. So that's what he was doing.
Nathan's, they can suck a.
You don't like Nathan's?
No, man. Give me a Chicago beef Vienna.
See, when I go to Sam's Club, I get a hot dog. That's what I get is Nathan's. Because, I mean, you got to figure it's better than everything else you're going to get at a restaurant. No, I don't want to say at a restaurant. It's not like, you know, when you go to Maxwell's, it's not going to match that.
I'd take it. If I'm getting a hot dog, it's got to be. Vienna.
Yeah. Well,
I'm fat. I'll eat it.
I mean, Nathan's, if you get a Nathan's, I mean, I don't think you should dress a Nathan's as a Chicago style dog.
No,
Nathan, you should just dress how you want.
You should do it like a
Vienna,
sauerkraut, mustard, onion, a New York.
You know, sauerkraut's actually good for you.
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
It's good for your gut biome.
I need that.
Yeah.
I need that lately.
You get kimchi. Kimchi's a, well, I don't know.
No, I'm not a kimchi guy.
Yeah, it's sauerkraut. Same thing.
Yeah, but it's.
You don't like the spicy?
They're, no, I just didn't like it.
I eat it. I don't mind. I got a jar in the fridge. I'm probably going to eat later. It's good for your
stomach. Throw down a couple. Rare Eagle Maple Bourbon Barrel White Stout and Kimchi.
Byway Brewery, if you're looking to sponsor the Roger and Stone Show, please reach out to the Roger and Stone Show at gmail.com.
So
someone's going to eventually hit me up.
We're going to have, we need it. We need it. Okay, and okay, one last
moving on,
topic.
Moving on.
Or, well, we might get another couple.
We still got time if we're going a half hour.
So I want to get into something I came up tonight. Elongated toilets. They are a necessity, people.
All right, I need you to explain.
So,
Jesus Christ, man. How did we come to this?
I don't know. Kimchi,
pizza, chicken sandwiches, elongated toilet seats.
You need an elongated toilet seat for the bigger guys. And if you're going to have guest hosts come in of the bigger portion,
yes,
you need the elongated toilet seat. Especially if you're feeding them Bang energy shots.
That is hilarious. I can't.
Because the round toilet seats, people, there's not enough room. There's not enough room.
Jesus Christ.
So Home Depot, Lowe's, if you're listening, the Roger and Stone Show.
If you're looking to sponsor the toilet seats. Is... All right, I'll get it just for you, man.
Yes. No, you got to change the whole toilet. Toilet.
Oh,
power flush, everything.
I got you. I'm not gonna. I'll tell you afterwards.
And ladies, can I just say the Roger of the Roger and Stone Show could use a woman's touch in his abode.
Yeah, I need a woman's
touch. He's taking applications.
I'm not taking applications.
Yeah, you are. You're not. You're like 7-Eleven. You're not always doing business, but you're always open.
That's nice.
Great movie.
Boondock Saints. Yes. Very nicely put.
Yes.
Very nicely put. Thank you.
So if you can tell me the name of the cat. No, I'm just kidding. That's another Boondock reference.
Skippy. What color was it? Dude, now here's the thing with that movie. We're switching subjects again.
Yeah.
I bought that movie.
You know people are sitting in their cars going, What the hell
is wrong with this? Stick with the subject. Joe brought it up to me. He's like, you need to stick to the subject.
Man. Well, it's hard when you're sitting and things are just flying, bouncing around, and you get to talking.
Well, our buddy, our other buddy, Joe, who's no longer with us, he is living in New Mexico.
I was like, RIP. Okay, Joe. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
The
way you made that sound,
I know, right?
You got me. I'm like, my condolences, brother.
Yeah, it's he, because I had seen the movie before. I think I had seen it when did I see that movie? I forgot. I had seen it somewhere, but then he brought it up. He was like, hey, have you guys seen this movie? And he holds up Boondock Saints. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I just watched that on Netflix, I think. And it was like one of the best movies I've
ever
heard.
How long ago was this?
Dude, this was as soon as it came out.
Really? Because it took me about 10 years
until
I seen it.
The people who started making a big deal about it were kids that when they finally saw it in Hot Topic.
Really?
And I actually got the case. I actually have the case of it before it turned into that little Celtic cross.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, them. It's a cheap case, of course. And it's got them just holding the gun, and then, you know, there's Willem Dafoe.
It's just such a great movie.
I wasn't too happy with the second one.
No,
you heard, about
cartoony.
What happened, right?
No.
They were as soon as they finished with the first one, they were beginning to make a second one. Somebody stole the script and tried to make another movie. And when they put it out, they stopped them. But they're like, now we got to figure out what we're going to do. And they're like, we're just going to leave it. And then years and years and years later, they finally made the second one. But they were making the second one.
Yeah, it was too cartoony.
Somebody, it.
The first one.
The first one.
Great.
That's definitely a cult classic for sure.
I would say it's definitely one of the underrated.
Yeah. It's one of those that it didn't go anywhere for, like how you said, for the first 10 years.
People still push for a third one.
Nah.
But it's, just you know what?
Don't ruin it.
Even the second one that came out, you could tell that... not the guy from Walking Dead, the other one.
Oh, Powder?
Was that who that was?
That was Powder.
Was that Powder?
That was Powder.
I son of a.
Yeah, that was Potter.
You could just tell how much he aged.
Oh, he first aged one hard. Yeah.
He and not that I haven't aged hard, but
yeah,
I'm not on screen.
Did you know?
I got a face for radio.
I feel you.
And a mother can only love.
Did you know we're the only living creatures that can see ourselves age?
We are?
Makes sense. I mean, yeah. It's not like a deer is going to.
Well,
look
I don't see the deer.
I don't see deers owning mirrors.
Well, they don't have major industry on cosmetic products.
Man,
and
I've been looking at my wardrobe lately. Man, I gotta stop buying cheap mirrors.
Huh? It's not the mirrors, my friend.
It's a check. Now let me blame the mirrors.
Your
let
wardrobe,
me blame the
my man, this shirt's probably still got clothes from when I was 18. I don't fit into them, but
dude, that sweater that Nate's wearing, that's 10 years old, man.
And I love the wall of shame you got going.
Oh, I still gotta put some up. I didn't get that camera till later.
I'm missing a few. You don't got Veronica on there. Yep. You don't got Dollface Francis.
Well, I ran out of film.
Well, I mean, Veronica sells. Doesn't she have any more film?
I don't know. Well, I ended up buying film. I got more film in there.
That was a great time we had that night with the bourbon. When we ended up playing
Ska
all night.
Oh, yeah,
and
punk rock.
And
yeah.
God, that was. I got home.
How bad was your wife?
No, she's talking crap. No, but I got up and I looked on the counter. There's a half bottle of Angel Envy. I'm like, oh, yeah, he did give me that. We had a good time. They sneak up on you.
Yes. Yes. I'm actually going to go buy a bottle of Angel Envy because that was really good. Once I finish that Buffalo Trace, I'm going to go get another bottle of that and the Angel's Envy.
Yeah. It was
if they
time.
Sell that Angel's Envy at Costco, I'm going to pick it up.
You know what I think we need to do?
Mm.
I think we need to do another bourbon tasting.
I think we should do a whiskey tasting, like another rye.
Same night?
Or Irish. I would love to pick up more Irish whiskey.
Yeah,
I have
that
proper
Irish whiskey.
You don't know about them? You know what we should do?
When it comes to whiskey, I like Jack Daniels.
Oh, you're just regular
Jack
guy?
Just give me Jack.
Just regular guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking...
Well, I take that back. There's one out of Denver, Stranahan's.
I heard about that.
Casa? What's the one on Indy?
I think what I'm going to do is
have a great whiskey out of Denver.
I'm going to save up for a couple of paychecks and get a decent bottle of whiskey, man.
You know, if you go to Costco, you're going to get the actual whole barrel.
I don't know if I want a freaking barrel.
Can you imagine?
Well, I'm going to get it's called the Catalyst, but I think called Craft Brew.
Okay.
You can make your own beer. So I figure since I'm on the road for the week, I can just leave it sit here and then come in. Switch out take the yeast out, add whatever I need to. Just let it sit in here. I can make my,
Nate, would be like a science lab.
Yeah, Nate is actually going to be opening a brewery.
Oh, really?
He's going through the process right now. Okay. It's not cheap. We're talking about it's going to be in North Carolina. And.
So he's the one he lives in North Carolina.
He's
That's
the
right.
one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he used to live here, moved down to Middlebury. Then I forgot where else he went. Then went to Miami. I don't know.
Was there.
But he's gonna open up a brewery, Prime Spot, man. He's gonna do really well. I have.
Do
I
they
hope
have good
so.
Barbecue in North Carolina or is it South Carolina?
Well, no, he does live in South Carolina. I'm sorry, we drove up to North Carolina for the show, but he lives in.
They have their own barbecue down there.
We were supposed to stop at a place. Called the Cookout, but we didn't have a chance to.
Yeah, they got a vinegary base. Like,
it depends. I know
they
I
do
know,
the pulled pork. They're more like pulled pork and whole hog.
I know Texas isn't as much pulled pork as they are brisket.
Yeah, they're beef.
Yeah, dude. There's more cow than people in some parts of Texas.
God bless them.
It's crazy.
I love Texas.
I do too. I just have too much family down there to move down there.
You have too much family.
Yeah, I love them, but I keep them at arm's length. They know I love them, but. They get it.
So if you're Joe's girlfriend and your family, we our apologies.
Yeah. Nobody likes me down there.
Oh, they love
me. No, they do. They do.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The stars at night
are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas. We're retarded.
But yeah, Texas, they have some places. There was like a place called Salt Lick.
Yep. I've seen it.
Yes. I remember going there before. They got really big.
That's got the big pit in the middle.
Yes.
Of
and they got the links hanging down. And they got, there's another place called Rudy's. Rudy's, the worst barbecue in Texas.
Worst.
But it's a damn lie. They
don't want the secret out.
Well, they pride themselves on their sweet corn. I don't like sweet corn. I love their sweet corn. And I'm not a sweet corn fan at all.
Like sweet,
it's
corn
like a cream corn. It's like a sweet cream corn.
Oh, okay, not like corn on the cob.
No. It's serve it to you in like a big styrofoam, like 40-ounce styrofoam cup that you can you take it, you put it on the table. They actually give it to you on butcher paper. You know, they just throw everything on a tray. Here, take it, get out of here.
And
really
sweet
good.
Corn's in a cup. And
the cream corn, yeah, they just put it in a big.
Cream corn or sweet corn?
Cream corn. Okay, it's a cream. It's sweet. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
I was going to say, because sweet corn is sweet corn.
Yeah. It's probably sweet corn that they put in the cream. Okay. Really good. Really good. I don't even like that stuff. It's really weird to me, but that stuff is
funny.
Very
you bring up cream
good.
Corn. We were talking about our favorite vegetables tonight at family Uh-oh. Function, and my dad's is cream corn.
Cream corn.
So maybe he would like it.
Well, if I ever go down to Texas, I'll take my. My electric cooler, so you don't have to put ice in it. Just set it in there. Because when we go down there, if we drive down there, we'll take White Castles and a Verona's pizza because my sister loves White Castles and she loves Verona's pizza.
I used to like Verona's.
I still do.
I never get it.
It's my go-to.
I heard you say that.
I'm starting to get a little clingy to House of Pizza, though.
Nope.
No? You don't like it? Yeah? What do you get? What do you get for pizza?
Around here?
Well, yeah. If you could get it or...
I mean, she likes squeegees, but I got to get it like well done, extra sauce, you know, nothing. Northwest Indiana, shit for pizza.
Illinois over here.
Sorry,
no, it's fine. It's better than what I would normally say.
Yeah, no, I think that, yeah.
That Pudgy's, they got a Pudgy's pizza over here. It's really good.
I heard you say Pudgy's.
Yeah, it's good. You ever had it? I'll get it next time we do one of these, another pizza one besides Wayne's.
You know what? If Wayne had a restaurant, I would order his pizza.
I can't wait to try it.
And he makes it from scratch. Sauce, the dough, everything.
I can't wait to try. I really want to try it, man. Because everything that Wayne's made, you know, I was always shocked. But I was like, this guy? Mm-hmm. Like, geez. This guy used to have dreadlocks on his head, and dreadlocks are disgusting.
Remember his big pants?
Village pants?
Yeah, he can actually have a village living
exactly.
In his
that's
pants.
Why I call them village pants.
Right here. Yeah.
So what else you got, man? What else you got?
No, I think that's it.
I know you got other stuff on it. Don't be afraid. Let's talk about it.
I think that's it. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we're coming up on that mark anyway.
I think we got to just train ourselves.
Yeah.
To get under the 14-hour
mark.
People
are getting the idea of what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
They like what we're doing.
We're practicing, people.
So, all right, man. So, chicken sandwiches, pizza, squares, triangles,
right.
Cream corn.
I'm going Chick-fil-A. You're going.
I'm going
Popeyes, and that's where
but
the.
But I think next time we do this,
but
at
we're
least,
all going to Harvest Room.
Harvest Room, I'll definitely do again. That is another place I'm definitely going to go. I don't know if I'll get the chicken sandwich, but I'm going to try something else.
Try
but
everything.
Yeah. But definitely, if you like chicken sandwiches, definitely go to Harvest Room. If you don't like jalapenos, no jalapenos. Everything else is delicious.
Yep.
I think if you do it again, if I go to Chick-fil-A again, I am going to order it fresh. Definitely do fresh because I think it does make a difference. Because that chicken breast was tender, man. It was I was shocked. I'm like, well, let's see what happens.
Well, this was a good review. That was a good review. I think I enjoyed all three places. I'm not going wrong on any of them.
I don't know. I mean, if I go to Popeyes,
dude,
I'm getting the chicken
three
strips.
Three-piece chicken.
See, I really don't do a lot of chicken, man. I mean, if I'm not cooking my own chicken, I'm
I
not
get on
go
the
by.
Bone. I'm all about
bone?
The bone. I love the bone.
I like the chicken
Big
strips, man.
Big bone. Wait, where are we going with this? I think we need to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. All right. Jimmy, thank you for coming in again.
No problem.
Thank you for
having me.
Bringing in the delicious beer, Rare Eagle.
Delicious.
Man,
you can have the malt liquor.
Well, compared to this, man, that malt liquor was trash.
Trash.
It was definitely trash, man.
Now, we have OE next weekend. I'm throwing down on some OE.
I'm definitely getting OE, man. I'm going to get a couple of bottles.
I'm going to try.
Get a couple 40s. When's the last time you had OE? The last time I had OE was in Denver. When Joe and I went to Denver.
Did you pour out some for the homies?
Nah, man. I was in one of those arcade bars. I'm pretty sure somebody would have been upset if I poured it on the ground.
Why are you pouring out a wee?
Like, what are you doing, man? People are walking.
I got to put a sign up, wet floors.
Okay. I got to get the mop. All right, everybody. Jimmy, again, thanks for coming out, man.
Thank you, people.
I really enjoy having you. Listening. I really enjoy doing this, man.
It's good.
Really
we should do this more often.
I think we're going to. I really gonna think we're going to.
Big things.
Definitely, again, shout out to Carlos, my cousin Carlos. You want to give a shout out to anybody?
Shout out.
You want to shout out anybody?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Shout out Harvest Room.
Shout out Harvest Room.
And then, yeah, man. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. This is another episode of the Roger and Stone Show. Yeah.